5 minutes of tumultuous excitement, then the embracings over and my trunk in my room, I would climb up to my windmill. A ruined windmill, a crumbling pile of stones and old wooden beams, which had not turned in the wind for many years. From the first day I saw it, this abandoned outcast of a windmill had been dear to me. I loved it for its distressed condition, for its path lost under the herbs. I loved it for its crumbling platform, where it was good to idle the hours away, sheltered from the wind, while a rabbit bobbed up and down close by, or a long grass snake went its aloof and tortuous way as it pursued the field mice which swarmed around the tumble-down mill. I do not know from where I have derived this liking for deserted places. Whatever the reason, I owe a great deal to such spiritual retreats, and none did me so much good as this old windmill in Provence. My windmill never belonged to me, but that used never to prevent me from passing long days there, days of dreams and memories, until the hour when the winter sun would set, and I used to return for the evening meal at the hospitable and fantastic table at Montmajour, where each served himself according to his settled habits and tastes. Coffee over, pipes lit, the four sons gone off to the village, I would stay.